Nolte, Men's Health Wants Joe Rogan Blacklisted for Vile Transphobia. By John Nolte on July 23, 2020. Men's Health is looking to get podcaster Joe Rogan blacklisted because he's putting lives in danger. Oh, I'm sure Men's Health would deny that all day long. Harumph, 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 we're not looking to blacklist or cancel anyone. We're just publishing an op-ed that disagrees with him. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Gimme a break. We all know how this bullshit of safetyism works on the fascist left. You fascists accuse someone you disagree with of making you or pox or whoever feel unsafe. And suddenly expression that speech become violence and that physical act of violent speech must be blacklisted and cancelled. Meanwhile, according to the left, the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa who are burning, looting, marauding, and toppling are not committing violence. Their actual violence is speech. So why is Men's Health jumping on a stool, throwing its skirt over its own head and screaming eek? Well, Rogan dared to invite on a guest who is not fully on board with all this anti-science trans nonsense. You know this baloney about how a male can magically become female just by saying so. Here's the headline, subheadline, and relevant portions. Joe Rogan is spreading transphobic hate speech and it's putting lives in danger. Rogan has a history of platforming divisive voices. Now he's actively fanning the flames of hate. And then there are the episodes which, by virtue of Rogan's massive online reach, lend a veneer of credibility to some truly dangerous prejudices. Take the recent episode with guest Abigail Schreier. During Schreier's conversation with Rogan, in which she promoted her book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, Schreier invalidated the lived experience of trans and non-binary kids and teens, and made numerous dangerous, entirely unsound false equivalencies. Although I could not disagree more, I would have no issue with Men's Health publishing a rebuttal to Rogan and Schreier. If you disagree with him, if you honestly believe it's healthy to give adolescents injections in the unicorn hope it will magically change their sex, it won't. In the unicorn hope this will magically help confused children psychologically with whatever is fooling them into believing they need to change their sex. It won't. If you honestly believe it's healthy and compassionate to patronize a boy who believes he's Napoleon a woman, it's not. Rather than get him psychological heat, I'm fine having that debate. Let's rock. But that's not what's going on here, and that is not what's going on throughout the left when these cry bullies blacklist and cancel others using these fascist safetyism tactics. When you accuse someone of putting lives in danger over a perfectly reasonable and science-based discussion about transitioning, especially when just a few years ago these arguments were treated as mainstream, when you accuse someone of fanning the flames of hate and being dangerous, that is way beyond a debate. That is about silencing someone, about accusing them of being responsible in some way for a suicide or hate crime they had nothing to do with. As absurd and one-sided as the Men's Health piece is, nowhere does it accuse Rogan or Schreier of ridiculing transsexuals, of painting a target on their backs, of any kind of personal attack against anyone. That, of course, would cross a line into bigotry and hate. But they didn't do that. Men's Health, however, did cross that line. In a cynical and un-American effort to silence Rogan on this issue, or to see him silenced, it's not his argument that's refuted. No, he is targeted as a dangerous bigot who is literally going to get people killed. Oh, and by the way, did you know the left-wing fascists have declared the word blacklist racist and therefore outlawed? Right out of Orwell's 1984, these monsters are shrinking the dictionary, are placing precise and effective words off limits.